To the medieval mind, there was nothing more serious than an oath. And the tapestry maker makes it clear that this was a religious act by having a witness point to the word sacramentum. Harold's oath was indeed a kind of sacrament, since it went right to the heart of the matter: what would happen to England after Edward died.
Now, the English said that Harold agreed to be William's man only in Normandy, and that this had no bearing on the English succession. The Norman chroniclers, though, said Harold had sworn to help William take the throne of England. The oath became even more binding when, in a cheap theatrical trick, the cloth was whipped from the table over which Harold had sworn. Underneath was revealed a reliquary containing the bones of a saint. Well, how much trouble was he in now? Had Harold promised something he couldn't deliver? Would he make no promises at all about the English crown? Norman chroniclers like to imagine the returning Harold haunted by guilt, saying one thing and doing another. But in England, at any rate, there were no signs of a queasy conscience at all. In fact, to get his hands on the crown, Harold now did something inconceivable for a Godwin, something which one day would have disastrous consequences.
He sold his own brother, Tosti, down the river.